This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The government has approved the PM Vidya Lakshmi scheme to provide financial support to meritorious students. Briefing media in New Delhi today on the decisions taken in the cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said students will be eligible to get collateral-free and guarantor-free loans to pursue higher education. He said the scheme has been introduced so that financial constraints do not prevent any youth of India from pursuing quality higher education. As per the scheme, loan amount up to 7.5 lakh will be provided, 75% guarantee by the government to support banks to expand coverage. 3% interest subvention for loan up to 10 lakh rupees will also be provided during moratorium period for students with annual family income of up to 8 lakh rupees. This scheme is expected to benefit 7 lakh students. To avail the benefit of the scheme, the students can apply on unified portal PM Vidya Lakshmi for education loan. The government has decided to infuse fresh equity of 10,700 crore rupees for the Food Corporation of India. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said FCI plays a big role in the procurement of food and it has been decided to significantly strengthen the FCI. The infusion of equity is a significant step towards enhancing the operational capabilities of FCI. This infusion will help lower the interest burden and will ultimately reduce the subsidy burden on the government. FCI plays a pivotal role in ensuring food security by procuring food grains at the minimum support price, maintaining strategic food grain stocks, and stabilizing food grain prices in the market. Republican candidate Donald Trump has secured a decisive victory in the 2024 U.S. presidential election, defeating Democrat Kamala Harris. Celebrations erupted in Florida as Mr. Trump addressed a jubilant crowd in Palm Beach, reflecting the growing optimism among his supporters. In a fiercely competitive race, Trump surpassed the necessary 270 electoral votes, winning key battleground states, including Pennsylvania and Georgia. In addition to his presidential win, Trump's party made gains in the Congress, reclaiming control of the Senate with victories in Ohio and West Virginia. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Donald Trump on his election victory in the U.S. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "As Trump builds on the successes of his previous term, he is looking forward to renewing the collaboration to further strengthen the India-US comprehensive global and strategic partnership." The Prime Minister called upon Mr. Trump to work together for the betterment of the people of India and the United States of America and to promote global peace, stability and prosperity. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on the Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese in Canberra today and conveyed greetings of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he values the Australian Prime Minister's guidance for deepening India-Australia's comprehensive strategic partnership. Dr. Jaishankar held a meeting with his New Zealand counterpart Winston Peters in Canberra. They discussed education, technology, agriculture and people-to-people ties. They also exchanged views on Indo-Pacific and global issues. The External Affairs Minister also met UAE Foreign Minister Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed bin Sultan Al Nahyan in Canberra. In Jharkhand, leaders of the NDA and India bloc, who have intensified their campaigning in favour of their party candidates, accusing the Jharkhand Mukti Morcha and Congress, the Jharkhand BJP Assembly election in charge, Shivraj Singh Chauhan said, both parties have cheated the people of the state by making false promises. On the other hand, while addressing an election meeting at Chota Nagra in Jagannathpur Assembly constituency, senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren alleged the BJP of conspiring to dethrone him. Leaders of RJD, AJSU and CPIML are also addressing rallies in different parts of the state. The 55th International Film Festival of India will begin on the 20th of this month in Goa. The 9-day festival will concurrently feature the 18th edition of Film Bazaar, which will run till the 24th of November. Ministry of I&B said in a statement that a total of 208 films will be showcased at the Film Bazaar viewing room in IFFI 2024. And with that, we end this news bulletin.